Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life, on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, "What if?" Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Welcome to the shortbread fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle
shortbread, fudgy
nut bars.
How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One. Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, are you ready to go deeper, to go deep down and embody that freedom, that oneness, that truth about who you really are? Well, it is now. That's right. The time is now, and we trust the process. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach. That's funny. The Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. And we're supporting you to be the love you want to see. Because, you know, it's really about the love. It's all about love. No matter how you cut it, no matter how you slice it, no matter how you dice it, it is all about love. No matter what you're going through, even if what you're doing right now is doing something else, figure that one out. Yes, 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 you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show right now. My computer's got a mind of its own, so I'm just working with it and trusting the process. Really, I don't need to trust the process because what is happening is happening. So there's nothing to trust because I know I'm going to get back to where I need to get to. So I'm not going to trip. I'm going to trust. And why am I trusting? Because it's all about love. It's all about love. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're growing through, it is a call for love. You're being invited to surrender, to be so much more. And sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes it's not. And you just got to ask yourself, how much do you want what you say you want? Is what you want more important to you than your fears? That's the question. Are you willing to do what it takes to receive, to attract, to become one with what you say you want? Are you willing to endure pain for love? Are you willing to feel alone for love? That's right. Are you willing to feel ouch for love? Because on the quest to love, those are some of the things you encounter. Don't be fooled. It is real. And it's all about love.
mama came.
To the egoic mind. No! Don't open your heart. They're going to hurt you. They're going to betray you. They're going to leave and feel them alone. But the answer to all your questions, to all the challenges, lie in your heart. The answer is love. Are you willing? Ready? To open up? Are you willing, ready to expand? Are you willing to be so much more? Love is the answer And no matter what you're going through, even if you perceive it to be a lack of love, love is still the answer. When people mistreating you because they don't understand you, love is the answer. Can you love yourself enough in spite of circumstances? Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we don't know how. But love is always, always the answer. The light chant. Be in the light. Be in the light. Be in the light. Be in the light. The light chant. It's very light. Heart as light as a feather. When you love enough, your heart becomes so light as a feather. And when your heart is weighed, this, oh wow, your heart is so light. Rather than it be heavy. I got a heavy heart. We're working to us. We are stepping into. We are affirming. We are aligning with our hearts being light. So we can shine the light. And when we shine the light, we allow the light. When we allow the light, we become enlightened. We allow the light out and we allow the light in. Yes, the light chant, the Agape Choir. Agape, LIVE.com. Can you feel the love? Can you feel the love tonight? I love songs, I love music, but I don't need to know why that happened. But when I say something, I hear a song. Anyway, can you feel the love within yourself? Can you feel the love for your wife, for your husband, your partner? You know, sometimes those are the easy part, to love our pets, our children, our husband and wife. But do you love yourself? Do you love yourself enough to say no to people that you love? We won't go into that right now. We'll slow it down. Because it's all about love. Welcome to the House of Love. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you become available to the transformation. You become available to a miracle, a shift in perception. And when you shift, you can't help but make a difference. And when you shift, everyone around you is going to shift. Because energetically, you're not the same person anymore. So they either shift out of your life or shift with you. It's called being the change you want to see. Also known, if you don't, known as, if you don't see it, bring it. You know, bring your own love. Bring your own inspiration. Bring your own joy. Bring your own healing. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on Life Conversations Radio. I am is your host. But if you must know how I am is showing up, I am is showing up as me, and me and I am are one. But the label for the I am presence as me is Life Coach Ade, because that's the label, transformational agent, metaphysical rebel, label, Ade Mola Anifoshe, label, Ade Anifoshe, label. But we need all of that because we need that to interact, to connect, to put things into perspective so we don't judge it. It's all simply an expression of all that is, the expression of God, the expression of good, the expression of Godness. And wherever you are, that Godness, that goodness is. And when you remember that, when you remember to be the goodness, when you see that it's missing, you download heaven on earth. You become the healer. You multiply the consciousness of truth. So You get to choose. Once you know, you're responsible. You have the ability to respond from a different way. Sometimes it's just about being quiet. You know, because there's a, is it Emily Cady? I think she calls it the chemicalization. There's a time when you're purging the old and open yourself up to the new. There's a moment where, you know, those two sort of mixed up and things are sort of not quite clear. But you got to allow for the old to be released as you replace with the new. It's almost like moving out of one house and other people moving in, new consciousness. But you meet each other along the hallway, like, hey, how you doing? You almost done? Yeah. And the new consciousness is moving in. Move the old out, move the new in. Move the old out, move the new in. You might say, I don't like the way they dress. Oh, I'm glad they're moving. Oh, wow. I wish I got to know them. Sometimes in your shift, in your transformation, the old thoughts, the old belief system on their way out. And the more compassionate one, the more compassionate you looks at the old belief and have, and just feels like, wow, they tried their best. I tried my best. She tried his best. It is all about love. And I welcome all of you. Candy Rain is in the house, a.k.a. Candice. Celeste, of course, is in the house. Those of you on the listen online, thank you for tuning in. For Saggy, Mother Wet. You're going back and forth? I take it you're dancing, right? You better be dancing. Don't go back and forth and leave me alone here. I need you to sit still. No, I don't need you to sit still. That's not even true. I need you to stay present, though. That's what I need. But you get to choose how you want to show up. All the silent listeners, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up so that God, goodness, can show out. And my within radio listeners, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And those of you who are listening again on the archive, we love you. We do, you know. And every now and then, check us out when we're live. But it really doesn't matter if we're live or on the archive. We're always a life. we are the life of God. And because we are the life of God, we are always alive. Isn't that right, Celeste? You better be ready. You know it's going to happen. You know it's coming. You said, I know. You felt it, did you?
I'm ready. I was playing with Mother Wit because I thought you've got some gifts. I know when you're getting ready to be present for the show, there might be some things.
Come closer. You sound a little bit distant. Come closer.
Do I?
There you go. Come closer. Thank you very much. It's all about love. Come closer. Yeah. And I brushed my teeth this morning, so you don't have to worry. And if that doesn't work, I get a hint. I mean, a mint. You know, sometimes you got to give people a hint. Like, this is a hint, but I'm going to just take a mint because I don't need a hint.
Life coach, today you are nuts.
Yes, I am.
Woo!
Thank God.
Now, let me get you some blessings from me. Mother Witt said, falling in love with the day in this moment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, go on. Yeah. I'm stressed out. But yeah, know yourself. Yeah.
I know that's right. I told
make sure while you're falling in love with me, make sure you're standing grounded. That's important.
Oh, shit.
You know, if you... What did you just say? Ooh, you're rich, right?
I said.
It's not like...
Hey.
It's not like that.
I was thinking
maybe
about that.
That's what happened. Maybe LeBro from down the street was trying to remember his ancestors, so he heard his ancestors say, ah, share. And he thought they said something else, so he said, ah.
Sugar, honey, iced tea. You have her undivided attention. She said that him talking about me, taking it personal. Thank you, ooh, mighty spirit that guides the day. Now I had to give that to you. I have to give it to you. Ooh. For a sec, he's laughing out loud.
Oh, for a sec. We've got to, Celeste, you know, we got to come up with something. Something. I want to hear, that's right. I needed Mother Wit to pay attention. I want to hear Forsaken's voice.
Do you?
Yes. So
what
do you think
I can do?
To call one day, even if it's just to say hello?
Do you think she will?
Okay. All right, Coach.
For Shaggy, be more girl. I'll give you a crab cake if you call in. Oh, I'm not far from you, girl. You should go to school up there. We can go to Lexington Market. I will get you a crab cake, girl. Press one.
Because I tried that Jerry's thing. It didn't work. I dared her to call. She didn't. So I got to be nice. I got to be a little bit firm. Let my masculinity come out. And you bring your femininity. You just said, yeah. I said, I want her to call. She said, she will. So
when I'm not at work, I'll talk. See, Life Coach, today we're all superheroes. We're in disguise.
No, I want you to talk. Just say hello. And, you know, when you get on that phone, pretend you're talking to one of your customers. I don't know where you work. You don't have to say all that. What's she saying?
I don't know, but talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, wait. Hold on. We're just going to okay, you want to try that, Celeste? You want to find out?
Yeah.
Excited.
I love it when you're solo. We get to play.
Okay, so you want to take that in?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see.
Hello?
I can tell by that laugh it's her.
Are you serious?
She is real. She is real.
She
loves my crab cakes.
You got your crab cake, Mom.
Oh, wow.
I love my crab cakes. All right. Lexington Market, me and you.
It is so nice to hear your voice. You're always hanging in the corner, all quiet, taking it all in. So, okay, y'all.
Oh, you know I'm shy. You know I'm shy,
yeah. All that fire is shy. What is that?
It's the fire within learning.
Actually, what? I got it all confused.
Lord, have mercy. We sitting up here thinking we talking. I was just thinking to myself,
hold on, I know his voice.
I was like, Forsaggy sounds a lot like Mother Wit. Mother Wit has a guest on in person. She psyched us out. Okay, Forsaggy, I like how you did that.
Somebody else calling it a trick. Oh, she's got some power. Now, Valerie, Mother Wit.
Yes.
What you mean you're shy? When I look at your wall on Facebook, there ain't nothing about your Facebook wall is shy. What you mean you're shy? You be putting it all out there.
I am shy in my own right, but when it comes to spiritual matters, then I'm in the forefront. There is no shy with that. When I'm operating out of that spirit and that energy, but my own energy is very reserved and kind of back in the cut, observing.
She's a Taurus. Born May 1st.
I do understand.
She's
Taurus too. Oh, of course. Okay.
Born May 1st.
Yes, and all of my, I'm Taurus in all of my houses.
Ooh.
She can cook. Oh. Can you cook, girl?
She can put a hole in the wall.
Oh my God, I want Rebecca and Monica to know that they are in the right place. They just joined us on the phone lines, Life Coach Day. I guess we're going to relax because it's all about love.
It is all about love, you know, and Mother isn't here to share some love. But Mother, I was saying about, you know, the shyness, I really do get it because sometimes I go back and forth. I mean, you guys have heard me say I'm shy. And it's different. I mean, I can be expressive, but there are times when I just want to be in my own space. You know, I can be in a room and be quiet. Now, if you're talking about, like you said, spiritual matters about life or about humanity, yeah, I wake up. But for the most part, I think I can blend among people. I think I can. Well, I can blend as long as I don't talk. Because if I open my mouth, someone says, I thought I heard that voice. I listened to your show. I'm like, oh, okay. I can't disguise. But I do understand. So what you doing today, Mother Wit? What you doing?
I am listening to you. I've been guided to listen to you. I'm in the process of moving or getting ready to move. So what you were saying is very personal to me. That's what I typed, and I felt very motivated when I saw Celeste that popped up there. Coach of Day's show. So I'm like, okay, I'm being told to tune in, so I'm going to tune in. And it's very on point with me, everything that you said so far. So I'm taking it all in, and I feel blessed to be here and present in this moment.
Yeah. Just say something else, girl. Just, her voice is so saddening. Y'all talk
it
about
is.
Me. Ooh, girl. I want to get all comfortable. I'm like, read me a story.
I know. Celeste, don't stop me off. I had to put my filters on. There's so much sauce that was coming just then. I said, no. But it's all about love. It's all about love.
She's ruled by Venus. She can't help it.
I can hear it. So we got all these Taurians ruled by Venus in their house. It's all about love.
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
I got my fix. I told you I need you to be present. See? I got my fix.
Don't you like that fire?
It's all about love, people. I don't know what you did with that thought. I'm just saying, I'm good.
All right.
Yes, we're good.
All right,
there's more to come. Thank you, Valerie.
I look forward to it.
If you want to add to what you say, Celeste?
Okay, I'll see you later.
Oh, you're silly. You stay your hips right there. Valerie, if there's anything else you want to add, question, whatever, you know what to do. You know how we do it.
Yes.
All right, my sister, peace and blessings.
Oh, my.
Forsyth is a magician, you know?
I know she may mother would do that. Hey, a day.
Yeah.
You see that 202 number that just popped up?
Nah, that number is a familiar number. It's not her. I know numbers. I may not know them once I walk away, but when I look at it, I can tell that's a familiar number. Oh, yeah, of course. It's all about love. Of course.
So if it's all about love, who is that?
Okay, let's do this. Let's do the announcement, and then we're going to drop down, and we're just going to play. We're going to evolve. We're going to grow. We're going to heal. That's what I'm putting out there today, to really understand love in a whole new way. And sometimes love can be painful. That's right. Love can hurt. Love can make you want to run away and say, I can't do this. And love will say to you, you can. Just hold on. But we'll talk more about that. We don't want to bust your love bubbles, but we will. We want to bring you out of the illusion and embrace all that love is. Celeste, you ready to do this after all of that?
Yes, I am. And I want to let everybody know that we have great questions from listeners, but I just have a funny feeling that there's somebody in the chat room and somebody on the phone lines after Life Coach Today starts with his sermon, because you know this is our church, y'all. Once he skits with his sermon, you're going to want to jump in and get some questions answered. And this is a perfect opportunity for you to do that. I don't know who needed to hear that, but I love you guys so much. I'm about to get to your announcements right now. All right, Life Coach Today.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and lifeconversationsradio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday to Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes, like I do, by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do Facebook or you can't get on Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Now, did you know you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of May is multiplying the consciousness of truth. Tomorrow, Life Coach Today will be flying solo again to give you some soul food for your consciousness, so be sure to join him for a powerful life conversation. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Mbasa Safera for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influenced in your life today. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Feel free to go to lifeconversationsmedia.com for more info. You will find a calendar and a listing of all of the shows. Now, did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. We thank you in advance for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you very much. Dr. Valerie, I just don't even know what my voice sounds like anymore.
You are not right.
No, stay in your lane, man.
I know, so I'm trying to do my voice, especially since all my family is on your phone lines. They will call you.
That's right. Hey, big brother!
You see that 202-336? Yes. That's me, baby. That's my family stepping in.
Okay.
You
better stand by, because I'm going to drag you in there at any time. Be present.
I'm very present and very happy to be here. Hello, family. I love you. All right.
Thank you, CC. All right.
Pleasure.
Are we going to take a break? No, we want to drop down. We want to take it now. We just want to just take it deeper. People are waiting to hear It's All About Love. I'm hearing all kinds of songs in my head. And Celeste hearing songs too. I bring her a sing, but I won't do that to her family in the house. But I want to read this to you as we get ready to kind of lay the foundation for those of you just joining us. We're talking about love. We are multiplying the consciousness of truth, the consciousness of God is all there is. God is the only power, the only presence in my life, in your life. And here's the foundation from the Daily Word, dailyword.com. Easygoing. I am calm and easygoing. Life can be busy, but rather than rushing from one activity to another, I remind myself, easy does it. I remember to slow down and fully savor every moment of my life. Throughout the day, I gave myself breathing space by pausing frequently for a few minutes of prayer and meditation, bringing my awareness within. I notice my breath as it becomes steady and calm. Even in a brief moment of quiet, I sense the presence of God within me. I am enfolded in holiness, resting in spirit. This small break helps me relax and open to the joy of being alive. I am aware. I am awake and in the flow as I continue with my day in an easygoing manner. And so it is, and so we let it be. That is the order of the day when you know that life is all about love, no matter what you're going through and growing through. Oh, you can remind yourself, easy does it. No need to fight. Easy does it. When you embrace, when you allow love to be love in and as you, love actually becomes your fighter. Love doesn't need to fight, but love kind of clears the path, makes way. It drives people out of your path or draws people to you. When you radiate love, and now we're going to break it down because usually in the Western world, when we say love, we use one word, love. But there, in other cultures, there are many ways. I've actually just found out, I used to know three, the Greek words for love, the agape love, the eros. Now, I used to call it philios. I've seen the philos. I think it's philos. And then I see something today, philia, which is on Wikipedia. Some people look down on Wikipedia. But, you know, we got to trust others. Now, on Wikipedia, I see something else. I've never seen this one before. Stooge, I think. I think that's how it's pronounced. But the truth is, when you even in the Western world, if you think of how you express your love, you express it differently because, excuse me, hold on, let's do something about this. It's done. Okay. So, as a mother, you express love to your children differently. As a father, you express love to your children differently, to your wife, to your husband. As a supervisor, as a manager, as a worker, you express your love differently. Now, sometimes when we're talking about coworkers, supervisors, we think we don't need to show them no love. But the truth is, if you don't show them no love, you don't get to experience love. You show yourself no love. Yes, all the grammar teachers in the house. It's okay. It's all right. Just stay with me here. We're having a spiritual conversation. We're having a conversation for the soul. What is love? What does love mean to you? What is love? What is unconditional love? Is love different from unconditional love? Love is love is love. We choose how we express it. The Greek, the ancient, the modern Greek have different ways of the eros, as I said earlier, the romantic love. And we have that, but we still call it love. We have the agape love, which is the unconditional love. I'm really thrown off, really. This is total transparency right here because I'm blown off and I haven't had time to research it. Philis, philios, philia. That's the different ways. But that's the brotherly love, or here it says the affectionate regard of friendship, the kind of love you share with people at work. But we get it twisted. Now, here's the thing. Here's something to think about, to really rock your world. I was doing an interview yesterday. It was a pre-recorded interview, and I'll let you know when it's going to air. And I was asked the question, and I think, let me see if I can pull the question back. It was such a powerful interview. I was so moved by it. Yeah, because just what was shared and what happened together was just so powerful. So powerful. Now, the question was something along the – well, I had said that really we all want to connect. We are all seeking a form of connection. We all want to feel like we belong. We want to feel like we belong with family members. We want to feel like we belong at work. We want to feel like we belong in college. And some people will do crazy things for love. Crazy things for love, no matter what we call it. But anyway, so I said, you know, we're seeking connection. And something along those lines. And the question came, like, do you think what gets in the way of the connection? And as I listened to the connection, as I allow the the words to come through me, I heard myself say, you know, love is the answer. No, actually, the question was, how do we create harmony in a connection? And I heard myself say, love is the answer. And the flip side is, love is the problem. Love is the answer, and love is the problem. Now, some of you may be thinking about what I'm saying and thinking, well, but God is love. I see, when I say God, when I say love, I mean God. So is God the problem and God the answer? Yes. I give some examples. You don't have to agree with me. It's just my point of view. But I welcome your point of view, because we all have points of view. And when we bring all the points of view together, do you get it? You stand in a certain point on this planet, and you give your view from where you're standing. I'm standing on a point on this planet, and I'm giving my view. Together, we can see the bigger picture. But sometimes we don't allow for the bigger picture. Sometimes we'd say, your view is different from mine, so you must be wrong. But when you say someone is wrong, when you refuse to listen to somebody else's point of view, you miss out. You don't get the bigger picture. Now, back to love is the answer, love is the problem conversation. Let's change that to God for a minute. Let's change that. How many people are killing in the name of God? Oh, and I'm not just talking about the Muslim religion, and some of it is a little bit overrated, but, you know, because we've been conditioned, we see it in the news, we think, oh my God, the Muslims killed in the name of God. Christians do too. Yes. You have people who say they're Christians who protest in front of a church, and maybe an army person was killed, and because they're gay and they protest and they say they go to hell. Now, you can kill by taking, well, you can't really take lives, but let's keep it simple and just let's just kind of stay there for a minute. You take somebody's life, you kill somebody, right? All in the name of God. And there are many ways we kill people. We kill people's spirit. Because we think our religious beliefs, our spiritual beliefs, is the only one that's right. And we damn people to hell. We use the power, our creative power, to speak death rather than speak life. God is a problem. God is the answer. Love is a problem. Love is the answer. If this is shaking you off, just stay with me. Just take a breath. Just breathe in. It's okay. Just, oh, it's okay. We're going somewhere here. If you're willing, if you can just hold on, you might catch a new awareness about yourself. You might see yourself differently. Everything we do or don't do is about love. There are some people who feel like they were never loved as a child. They felt nobody loved them. They end up being addicted to drugs, alcohol, sex, and all. You just go, just name it. And some of us, in going after love, we neglect what is important. We even get righteous about love. I don't care about anybody else. I'm just going to love me, and that's all that matters. Now, with that energy, that's not really love. That's just defense. That's just protection. That's just fronting. Because true love, real love, is gentle. But it's so gentle that it is so strong. Because if you've ever experienced somebody walking in love, it doesn't have to be the spiritual. We're not even talking about the spiritual beings, the Buddhas or the Jesus or the Dalai Lamas. No, I'm talking about people you see on a day-to-day basis. That their intention, who they are, is focused on expressing the love of God, the love that they are. You find yourself in their presence, and you say, wow, there's something about that person. There's something about them. Now, when we make it personal, most of us, I'm generalizing now, but I'm only talking about the us. I'm not talking about everybody in the world. I'm talking about most of us. Those of us that are united in spirit, us, U.S., those of us that are united in spirit, we sometimes allow ourselves to love others more than we love ourselves. But here's a trick. It is a trick. It's a mind trick, because you can't give what you don't have. You can't give what you don't have. You hear people say, I love you more than I love myself. Lie. That's right. If you don't have it, you can't give it. Now, you can think it. You can think it. But real love, or what you give, you must first embody it. You must first embody this love that you're giving away. And if you're giving somebody, you tell somebody, I love you more than I love myself, well, maybe you love yourself more than you know. But if you love somebody more than you love yourself, and you leave yourself, and you stay in a place where you're being abused or mistreated, love is a healer. Love does not support you in being abused. So when you say you love somebody more than you loved yourself, it is not true. Because if you love, love is not something that you do. Love is something that you are. It's a way of being. So if you can generate that love, stay with me here. If you can generate the love to love more, that the fact that you're generating the love to love more, it will move you out of that space. Or it will attract the healing for that situation. But when people say, I love you more than I love myself, No, you weren't loving. You were looking for love. You allowed things to be done to you. You allowed yourself to be abused. You allowed yourself to be mistreated because you were hoping you will be loved. Emptiness. Emptiness. Yeah, it's empty. Nest, empty nest, and empty nest. So, what is this thing called love? You know, we all have different meanings for it. I've gave you some example of the Greek, but I guess not so much the meaning. How do we know we're loving? You can tell by how you feel. You can tell by how you feel your freedom that you feel. Because true love is freedom. Can you love somebody enough for them to be who they are? Can you love somebody enough even if they're not doing things the way you want them to do it? Can you love somebody who has a different spiritual belief than you, religious belief than you? Can you love somebody that, oh my God, you just think you have nothing in common? It's usually hard if you haven't cultivated that love within yourself. Love is a way of life, it's freedom, and it is a journey. And everything that you are going through and growing through, it's about love. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you're looking for a job and you're afraid you won't get it, or you call a psychic trying to figure out if you're going to get the job, or if you're in a relationship or want to be in a relationship. It's all about love. Let's talk about relationships for a minute, because most of us can identify with that, because we think that's the highest form of love, being in a relationship, romantic love. So that's just a spectrum of love. We look for people to sweep us off our feet, ladies. But I'm sure there's some men, too, looking for someone to sweep them off their feet. Like, oh, my God, he just sweeped me off my feet. Ooh, I love him. And then, you know, there are brothers who say they want a woman who helped them know that they matter. That they are the man. And I'm not talking about the beat on your chest, I'm the man. But just really know yourself. The truth is we need each other. But let me go back. I don't want to go too far deep into this, but I want you to kind of consider this. If you've ever been in a romantic relationship, and I can't imagine anybody listening to this show. I don't think 5-year-olds listen to this show. But I'm just going to assume that all of you have been in a romantic relationship. You've been in love. You fell in love. And you can get intellectual about it. We don't fall in love. Don't worry about that, because we're not going there right now. if you've ever been in a relationship where you felt loved or you felt like you were in love and every day you thought about your beloved, you couldn't wait to call them or send them a text, or they're meeting you after work and you're meeting for dinner, do you know that the love that you feel, that you say is coming from them, is really you generating it? That love that you feel when you're in a relationship, it's coming from within you. That may be hard to swallow. See, the other person creates a space and a place for you to reveal all your mess and all your messages and all your greatness. They create the space. The coming together allows you to not protect yourself anymore. You feel safe in their arms. They're just holding space. Now, some of you, no, I don't know, because I don't love myself, but my wife, my girlfriend, my boyfriend, my this, no, they love me even though I don't love myself. I understand that. But when you feel the love that you feel, all that when you say, I'm in love, love is blind, it is blind because it doesn't deal with foolishness. But anyway, when you feel all of that stuff and you feel all kind of endorphins moving through your body, you are generating it. And romantic relationship is a good example, a good experience for us to see what true love can be like and more. We all want to be loved. We all want to be appreciated. So when you're in a union with somebody who allows you to show up, even if they've never said that, because we have this thing that we do when we first meet people, we bring our representatives, you know, our best selves, and we leave the baggage and left luggage at the airport. And then when things are kind of cute and nice and, you know, you bring one in, it's like, whose baggage is that? Oh, that's my, oh, I didn't know you had a baggage. Oh, yeah, I didn't want to carry nothing heavy. And then one day you come back, he brings it. Whose is that? Oh, something I left in the storage. I thought, you know, since we're going steady now and we're thinking of buying a house, I thought I'd bring this baggage in. And then you come back one day, there's two, and there's yours, there's more. And before, I was like, hey, wait. Where's all this baggage coming from? You lied to me. No, it's not true. Because once a representative said, my job is done, we get to see the real stuff that is now there to take us to the next level. To the next level. Now, back to the self-generated love. We all need a space where we can be who we want to be. And romantic love sometimes allows us to love the part of us we judge, the part of us we criticize. We're so happy. Our eyes are smiling. The models call it smile. What they call it? Smile, something like that. I can't remember. I heard, what's her name? American Top Model host. Celeste, help me out. What's her name? Now I want to know that name. She talks about smiling with your eyes. Thank you very much, Celeste. I love you, Celeste. I love you, Tara Banks. Like, you get to smile with your eyes. See, the other person is simply creating a space. They allow you to be all of you. But what we do sometimes is we put it on them, and that's fine. But what happens is when you start recognizing each other's baggage, you start climbing up again. Like, oh, my God, they got baggage. They said they only got two. Now I see five. I at least gave an impression that I could have up to 10. Now the real stuff comes in, because all the baggage that we're hiding from each other, and even if it's not a romantic relationship, the baggage that we hide from each other is really what gets in the way. It's what gets in the way of love, real love. Here's a question for you as we take a break. Are you willing to hurt for love? Crazy concept thought, isn't it? Are you willing to give up everything that you say you know in order to know love completely? Don't say yes so quick now. Be careful. It's a trick question. Careful, don't say yes. Because when love comes in, It will clean you out for the better. Love is the problem. Love is the answer. We mistreat each other. Parents say, well, this hurts me more than it hurts you. I'm doing that because I love you. I know that hurts. That's just... The truth is, we must embody love in a whole new way. We need to get a soul definition of what love is rather than just an intellectual definition. How far does your love extend? And how often do you rationalize, intellectualize your actions in order to defend yourself from not being loving? You can love yourself and you can love somebody else and not be in their presence. Just like fire. Fire is neutral, but you know that if you finish cooking, you must turn it off. You know you don't want to be careless with fire. So you can love somebody and not be in their presence. If who they are being, how they are showing up, is causing more friction than you need. Now, you can move yourself from them, but don't forget to keep working on the love. You become the healer. You become the giver of love. Are you willing to let go for love? You don't even have to answer that. It's a rhetorical question. Just a question to reflect upon. What are you willing to do for love? How far will you go for love? How bad do you want love? Don't even have to answer that. Just meditate on that thought and see what comes up. We are indeed love, but we have limited belief system. We have all the things that they teach us, all the commercials on television, in the news, that programs our mind that we are less than, not good enough. Now, your job, your responsibility is to start decluttering your mind. And for those who say, yeah, I get it, but you know, some people are just evil. Some people are just too damn mean. Some people are just destined to go to hell. Well, I guess what? If you don't see it, bring it. Let your love be so strong that your love can heal the negativity. This month, the theme is multiplying the consciousness of truth. So let your love be so strong. Let your love vibrate at such a high level that you become the healing for the family, that you become the healing for people at work, that you become the healing for people in your neighborhood, that you become the healing for people on Facebook. No, that you become the healing for yourself when you start having that gossip about people who are successful. Talking about they shouldn't do that. They belong to a secret agent. They secret society. They shouldn't be that rich. They don't care about their family. They la 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 la. Shut the flip up. Some people invest so much in talking about other people that are working out their lives that they neglect themselves. Love is what you are. Love is what is. Love is everywhere, evenly present. The invitation is for you to open yourself up to it. Love is what is needed in politics. Love is what is needed when you talk about racism. Love is what is needed when you talk about homophobia. Love is what is needed when you have low self-esteem. Love is what is needed when you're afraid of being vulnerable. I don't care what the question is. I don't care what the problem is. Love is the answer. Love is always the answer. And if you think, all those new age hippies, guess what? Good luck. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. We are taking your calls, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We are going to take a break, and then we are going to come back. We're going to do celestial moment. You know I got to do this. I can't help myself. Okay. We're going to come back and do celestial moment with Celeste Morgan. If you have any questions, you don't want to call in, and you're like, oh, I don't know, I'm too shy, like Valerie, you can post your question on the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show fan page, like page. That's so ingrained in my mind. Like page, fan page, same thing. Or the Life Conversations Radio like page, fan page. Or send an email if you can figure out the email. But you're going to hear it in one of these commercials. I think that's it. All we're doing, you know, just be who you be. Be who you is. Be who you are. Love yourself enough to say no to people who don't understand you. But don't do it from a place. You can, but don't do it from a place. Ah, hell to the no. No, do it from a place where you say no to others. You're saying yes to yourself.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, to request a sponsorship package, send us an email at radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. Radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
No, that's right. Be the change you want to see. If you want to be love, if you want to know love in a whole new way, love a family member, love a neighbor who gets on your nerves, love a coworker who you can't stand. Oh, you succeed at doing that, you will know love in a whole new way because you are the generator of love. And when you learn to love, when you cultivate the love within yourself to express it to the other, oh my God, it will transform you. You'll start thanking them for who they are in your life, for being a pain in the hips. If you want to know love, learn to love people who get on your nerves. And family members who you can't stand. Supervisors who just piss you off. People on the call center, they just don't know what you're saying. You ask them something or they tell you, you tell them what their problem is and they repeat the same thing over and over. Learn to shower them with love in a whole new way and you will not be the same again. And then when you go into a relationship, a romantic relationship, you allow yourself to be loved by your beloved, but you also know that if your beloved choose to move on or stay or betray, love is still here, but you still have to do the healing work. People say, if you love me, you won't do that. But if you love yourself, would you waste time complaining about what someone else did, or would you do what you do? Do you do what you need to do, really? We are not in control of what other people do. So the idea of if you love me, you won't do that, it's just a mental conversation. It doesn't mean anything. Everybody is doing their best with what they know. It's a whole new way of thinking. It's a whole new way of being. If you're trying to justify, keep justifying. But the truth is, if we all walk around trying to justify why we do what we do, why we ain't standing for shit, and why we ain't doing that, and ah, la, la. Yeah, that's why you heard me. Yep, why we ain't standing for that. We just be all disconnected. It's time to be the love, to be love in action. To be the love we want to see. And love the politicians we can't stand. Now, that's a task for you. Speaking of a task. I'll let my co-producer tell me how to go about it. Should we take a call first or do Celeste a moment? Which one is it, Celeste?
Life Coach today, I think it would be great if you took Mother Witt's call.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I am. Hi. I feel so
high on life.
Yes. I just want to thank all of you that listen. You know, thank you for. We're all talking together. What?
No, you need to hear something. It's very important that you receive this gift.
Oh, I receive it. I just want to thank the listeners. That's all.
I know, but
okay.
Can you
just hush it? Okay. Shut the flip up, life coach. I didn't let her talk.
Bang.
Okay.
You know Yvette. Right? Yvette was a guest on the show.
Yep.
She wrote in a chat room, I know you want to give the love a day, but, you know, the dance of loving is also about receiving. And I want you to receive this so I don't lose it in the chat room. Yes.
Okay.
Brace yourself. Open your arms real wide.
Okay, it is.
Heart open. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yvette says, I love you a day with the heart. You are such an awesome life coach. I thank you. I can't say it enough.
Thank you. Thank you, Yvette. I receive it. I give thanks. And, grateful. grateful to be able to do what I do and to be the, what I be, a little inspirer. You know, a catalyst for people to remember who they are. It's humbling, it's an honor, This morning in my meditation, I just had this thought. If God was sitting next to me, what would I say? If God was sitting next to me, what would I ask God? And there was something else. Oh, yeah. Well, I can't remember the third one. But really, as I start to engage in that question that came up for me, if God was sitting next to me, and God is always sitting next to me, but, you know, we've got to do that mental thing to be able to grasp it sometimes. And if God was sitting next to me, what would I say? I would say, whew, thank you. Thank you. That's what I'll say. I had a little bit more early in the morning, but really, it's thank you. Because I've learned so much about myself, I've learned so much about life, and I am so eternally grateful to do what I do, even sometimes when I'm afraid, sometimes when I don't want to say something, sometimes when I'm like, oh my God, who am I to be talking all this stuff? But just have a power within me that says, I got you. Say it. You know? So I'm grateful. I thank you all. Okay. All right. It's all about love, right?
Yes, it is. In your earth, wind, and fire voice.
It's all about that. No, don't do it. Yeah, I just felt the wave of love. When love hits us, man, it's a wave. And I'm standing for that love in each and every one of you in your life, each of your lives, that you know love in a whole new way. And where there is pain, I pray for peace. Where there's confusion, I pray for clarity. Where there's illness, I see wholeness. And it's already done. We're just declaring what we know to be true. So, okay, let's do Celestial Moment, and then we'll go to Mother Wit. Valerie. See, I've been hit by the wave of love. I can't even think.
Thank you. Some tea, life coach, today.
You said what?
Go get some tea. You want me to get it for you?
Actually, I had my tea. I'm going to drink some water. That's what I need.
Perfect.
I started the show like saying, okay, God, there's so many places I can go. I don't know what. Just speak to me. And so, anyway.
I have ahead, some water for everybody. You're so in alignment.
Yeah,
are
that's
ready?
What love does. I have a regular show, as you know.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're ready for it, Life Coach, today. And you have people joining Yvette's sentiment. I love you too, Yvette. Thank you so much for the love you're sending me as well. We don't do shout-outs. We do shout-ins.
No shout-outs. We do love-outs.
No,
love-outs.
Love that's right. I'm loving out loud to Candy and Rebecca and Baby Sis, and I believe that's a relative of mine in North Carolina, and Emilio, and for Faggy and Mother Wit again, and Yvette. Because we don't do shout-outs, but we'll love you out. All right. So, you know, I just had to do that.
Okay.
All right, I'm getting to it.
Water.
Okay, go get some water. I'll be pouring some as well. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift. Numbers give us more information about ourselves, to help us navigate our path and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. The energy of the day is 7. 7 is a number of mystical power, and it's ruled by Neptune. The watery influence of deep introspection invites us to think more deeply and open to the receptive energy of the darker mysteries. Surrendering to the reality that we will not be lost if we simply trust love. Love is the place to go. Our crown chakra is our 7th chakra, and it connects us to the divine when we are balanced. 7 also shows up as the Chariot in tarot, which is astrologically connected to the sign of Cancer. The sign of Cancer is known as the mother. And the mother shows up again for 7, is the number of Yimaya and Orisha, who's considered to be the mother of all the living things of the ocean. Now today, we're going to put the spotlight on the Seven of Cups from the perspective of Mother Peace. Take the energy of seven and tie it to the cups, which means to receive. The element is water, which speaks of our emotions. It's about being prepared to receive, for you are a sacred vessel. On my card, we have a magician who just happens to be a woman. She is balancing a cup on her head where a dove is settling in. The dove represents peace and a blessing that her thoughts are in alignment with spirit. She is also carrying a scarf, which she will use to sift out what is not serving in her life. She will keep the seeds for transformation and growth. Six cups are before her on the ground, and they are connected by an intricate irrigation system to catch the overflow of divine messages flowing from her head. This card reminds us to be conscious and mindful of our thoughts. Whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. All is well, because it is all about love. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Celeste. That's just read like a prayer to me today. We have a choice to choose what we focus on. It's not always easy. I acknowledge that. But, you know, we are the light. And we're here to be the light on this planet. Thank you, Celeste, for all you do. I love you and truly appreciate you. Now, we're going to take a call. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We just love each other. Come here, come give me a hug. Come here, come
okay.
Here, come here. Don't worry about the people. They want us to hug.
Wait. How about a group hug?
Yeah, it's a group hug. Everybody, just close your eyes. If you're driving, don't dare. Now, no. I close my eyes because it said close my eyes.
Okay.
No. Just come together. Let's just embrace each other, knowing that in this circle of love, everything that you're dealing with, that you're moving through, is that's causing you pain, is causing discord, the confusion is dissolving right now in the name of love. And so it is. Woo.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let's go take a call then. After Valerie, you ready to do the questions?
Yes, I am. We have some people in need of your services, Life Coach, today.
I love answering questions. Yes,
I know.
So let's go to Mother Wit. Hello, Valerie. How are you doing? So let's, I'll let you meet yourself or not.
Hey, Valerie.
Hey, Coach Day. I wonder. I Spirit motivated me to push me to come to today's show, and I was fed exactly what I needed, and I am thankful to you and Celeste for that. And in listening to just everything, I wrote a very small poem that I'd love to read, if that's okay.
Oh, indeed. Go ahead.
It's called The Present. Black roses smudge saged, memories released, emotions clear, fresh waters flow, breathing deeply begins. And I wrote that as I was listening to you speaking about the growing pains of love. And in lighting my sage and looking at it, I saw black roses. And from that, the poem just came, and emotions did clear. And I felt revived, refreshed, and renewed inside, and breathing deeply began. And it tied into so much with what you were saying. But what I really want to say, and I'll be as brief as possible, is that I can remember in getting into relationships, everyone says, you act like a child. You're so immature when you're in this phase. Why do you act like that being a mature woman? And I meditated upon that. And what came to me is that when I was in the puppy love phase, I was completely open. There were no expectations. There were nothing. There was nothing. There was just trust. There was just openness. So when I go into a relationship or a friendship or an understanding, I am that open just like that child is. And that is the growth that you receive, no matter if it's positive or negative, how you receive it. It is lessons, and growing the pain allows you to see that you have grown, that you are growing, that you need to move from that space into the present. And I just want to say thank you. You helped me do that today.
You're very welcome, my sister. Bowing to you in gratitude and in love, and it's true, that place where we're so open and trusting, oh my God. It does say in one of the holy books that unless you become like a little child, you can't enter the kingdom. The kingdom is love. And if you're all heady about it and debating about it and saying, don't be this, you can't get in. But I get it, and I understand, my sister. Thank you so much for sharing your love and the inspiration from your love. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, some of us, it's time to sage the house and sage our consciousness. What's in your awareness? What's in your belief system that needs to be released? I'm hearing Ricky Byers Beckwith song, love, love, love everybody. Our love will heal the world. You know, and Valerie brought up something for me, and I'm pulling it up here. I'll read that later. You don't know because I'm not telling you what I'm doing, but I will tell you now. I'm looking at the 1 Corinthians 13. You know, that if we just live our lives based on that, and, you know, not just read it and say, oh, I'm living my life. No, read it every day, sit with it, meditate on it. What does it mean? Oh, my God. Doesn't matter what you believe, what your spiritual beliefs are, your religious beliefs are, it will change. But true, the truth is, we all have different definition of love. You know, there are people who would do stupid things in the name of love, in the name of God, because of their own understanding. But I tell you, deep within them is God. Deep around them is God. The intellect will get you in trouble sometimes. We got to learn the balance. We rely on our intellect when we should go from the inside out, rather than the outside in. There's a reason you have your egoic mind, your five senses. But let your egoic mind, your five senses, take its order from the Spirit of God, the Spirit of goodness, the Spirit of all good that you are, rather than being led by just your five senses. Your five senses deals with what is already created, what is already done. And that's the challenge. We're learning to live in the realm of divinity and the realm of humanity. Sometimes we want to separate it. I don't deal with people. People have just been too much pain. I just want to hang with God. God is humanity. God is the people you don't want to deal with. God is everywhere, evenly present. And every challenge is an opportunity for us to know love in a new, whole new way. Celeste, are you ready, my friend, for the questions? Wow, is that
yes,
the time?
Yes.
I did not know.
Okay. It went fast, and you have a really smart audience, which I never doubted. Smart, talented, beautiful. Yes, Monica, I did read from Philippians 4:8.
That's what I just clicked open, actually. Yes, I
just work, girl. Yes, we read our scriptures over here in this spiritual show. Mm-hmm. Work. Okay, you ready for your questions? There are
three
people who need you right now. So I want you to get in your corner. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Dear Life Coach Today, I'm in a relationship, and my boyfriend loves me. The problem is, I don't like myself as much as he does. I can put on my makeup without looking at myself. I get dressed when he is not around.
when we are having sex, I can have fun, but I mostly go somewhere else in my head and wait for it to be over. I know this isn't normal. How can I talk to him about it? What would you suggest, Lynn?
So much. She said, Lynn, right? Yeah, she said, The problem is I don't like myself as much as he does. Well, that's not the problem. If that's the problem, you already know what the problem is. So what's the solution? That's not the problem. And the idea of putting on makeup, get dressed when he's not around, when we're having sex, I can have fun, but I mostly go somewhere else in my head and wait for it to be over. I know this is not normal. How can I talk to him about it? Well, there's so many ways you can have this conversation. But always, first of all, have the conversation with yourself. Why don't you like yourself as much as he does? And even if you can get a little bit deep here, but I won't go too deep. How do you know that he loves you more than you love yourself? How do you know? Has he said that to you? And how do you measure that? Even if he said that to you, how do you measure that? The most important thing is you feel like he loves you more than you, well, he likes you more than you like yourself. So why don't you like yourself? What needs to be done? What is it about you that you don't like? When you deny yourself, when you don't like yourself, when you deny yourself, when you don't like yourself, you deny God. So rather than even have the conversation with him, he may understand or not, because we're talking like here, how about get the help that you need to get to the root of the issue? There is a reason you don't like yourself as much as he does. But what happens if he's not in your life? Would you just ignore the fact that you don't like yourself? Because this is really more about you, clearly, and you're clear about that. And the idea that it isn't normal, well, it's your life, so you can just let that go. And I think, first of all, you take time to be still and ask yourself, what is this about? What is the message here? Why don't I like myself as much as my boyfriend likes me? Get to the root of it. And if you can't go there, if it's too much, get a therapist, get a minister, get a good friend, somebody who can support you to get to the core issue. And he may be the one. But when I say he may be the one to help you start having a conversation, but you may need, more than likely, need a professional help, because sometimes you don't need family and friends to help you deal with issues that happened when you were a child. No. Not sometimes, all the time. You want to go to somebody that you can talk to freely and not worry about if they're going to judge you. So how can you talk to him? What I suggest, get professional help so you can get to the root of the issue. Set the intention to understand yourself in a whole new way and possibly change the stories you're telling yourself. And he can find out about it later on. That's what that's meant. Because you can tell him about it and still not do the work. I say do the work. Do the spiritual work to understand. Not liking yourself is to say you don't like God. You are one with God. That's right. I said it. You are the place where God gets to represent itself, himself or herself. If you don't like you, you say you don't like God. How could you not like God? How could you not like yourself? Now, that's a question to just meditate on. It's not a judgment. But if there's anything that's blocking the likeness for yourself, the loving presence within you, then get to the root of the matter. Get professional help so that you can just say, wow, I'm so grateful for that experience because of what I learned. I forgive myself. I forgive myself for judging myself. I forgive the pain that I've carried. I forgive myself for thinking I don't look good. I'm too this. I'm too that. Get help. That's what I suggest.
Powerful. Life Coach Day. I know we have short time, so let me go ahead and read the next one. But
okay.
If you don't like yourself, you don't like that. All right. I got that. I got it. Thank you for that. That was powerful. All right. Next one. Dear Life Coach Day. And this is from Angela. I had a friend who betrayed my trust, and she really wants to be friends again. She's apologized like a million times, and I told her I gotta forgive her. But I just don't want to open myself up to be hurt by her again. I can't just pick up and act like it never happened. Now I'm stressed out trying to figure out what I should do. Angela.
You haven't forgiven her. You have, look at the fact that you haven't forgiven her, but you're telling yourself you've forgiven her. If you forgive somebody, you won't tell the story about don't want to open yourself up to be hurt again by that person. You haven't forgiven. You haven't. You want to? You say you don't want to. What is it? I can't just pick up and act like it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't need to act like it never happened. But if you healed it, so you say you. I'm now stressed. I'm stressing. What was that? Now I'm stressing.
Yeah, now
it,
now I'm stressed. Stressed out trying to figure out what I should do.
Yeah, that's because you haven't forgiven. What is true forgiveness? True forgiveness is letting go of the story that somebody has power over you. True forgiveness is letting go of the idea that someone can harm you. True forgiveness is learning the lesson of what happened in the past and allowing you to be more loved. So now if you've forgiven your friend, you could choose to be in her presence, and it could be from a place of love, and you could choose not to be. But if you say, I don't want to open myself, you're still protecting yourself. That's not forgiveness. Forgiveness heals. And if you're protecting yourself, you haven't forgiven. Now, maybe you need to forgive yourself. Maybe you need to forgive yourself for telling her things you wish you didn't tell her, because if you didn't tell her, she wouldn't have had the opportunity to betray you. And, you know, how do you know who to trust? You never know who to trust. Take this as an opportunity to just trust you and trust God. And know that whatever happens, because this is my definition of trust. Know that whatever happens, you can handle it. Trust. I know that whatever happens, I can handle it. It may be painful. It may take a while, but I can handle it because there is a power and presence within me and without me that's going to get me through it. You haven't forgiven. And the fact that you haven't forgiven, you know, forgiveness is lightening your load. Forgiveness is taking all that mental chatter and saying, I can't carry this heavy load anymore. If you're stressed out because you're carrying all of it, you haven't forgiven. So, first of all, tell yourself the truth. You haven't forgiven. You said, I told her I've forgiven her. No, you haven't. Forgive her. Well, start with you first. True forgiveness is self-forgiveness. True forgiveness is self-forgiveness. That's it. I'm done with that.
You are on fire, man. All right, let's get to the third one. You haven't forgiven yourself. I mean, you haven't forgiven. All right.
Forgiveness,
now.
You know, the truth is, and you know, it's, I really, well, I'm grateful because when I answer the question, there's a part of me that's like, dude, gosh, you go hard. But I'm not. I know that's my intellect. I can tell the story behind that conversation. But really, you know, what do we say, Celeste? Truth will set you free, but first it will pitch you off. I mean, it's just time for us to deal with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for, if we don't deal with the truth, we get stressed out. And so when I'm answering this question, I answer with the utmost compassion. But at the same time, I just want to deal with the truth. If I'm going to agree with Angela, yeah, you know, it's kind of hard, it's difficult. Yeah, sometimes it's hard. But it's not even about that. You're looking for solutions. So anyway.
Beautiful. You ready to help Nancy now?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Dear Life Coach Today, I was in a 12-year marriage and have remained connected to my stepdaughter. I love her, but find that she only calls when she wants something. I feel like I'm paying to be in relationship with her and my grandchildren, and I feel resentful
and want to pull away? How can I maintain a connection and not be taken advantage of? Nancy.
Are you willing to let go of the connection in order to love from a real place? Sometimes we've got to let go in order to know love. Sometimes we've got to let go to have a different experience. How can I maintain the connection and not be taken advantage of? Right now, the connection, according to your question, is causing you to be taken advantage of. So let go of the connection. What does that look like? You can figure it out. You can let go by having a real conversation with her and let your no be a yes to you. If she only calls you when she wants something, I mean, get to the root of the matter. Have the conversation with her. Have the conversation with her and be willing to let go of the connection. Because if you love her, you love her regardless if she calls you or don't. That's the growing pain that you have to go through. Can you love her without, I mean, first of all, she only calls you when she wants something. So if for the next year or two she doesn't want anything, then she's not going to call you, according to your question. So can you love her in spite of her wanting something and just say, be able to say no and let the no be yes to you? And understand, not just about her now, what is it about you that keeps giving when you feel that you're being taken advantage of? That's the real question to answer. If you're giving somebody, someone, something, you're giving to them, but you feel you're being taken advantage of, and you keep doing it, there is a part of you that believes that's the way to love. There's an erroneous thought. There's a lie that you told yourself. You may be thinking, this is the only way to have somebody that's close to me, by just giving them stuff. No, you're not doing them any good, and you certainly ain't doing yourself any good. Have the conversation. Let her know that, you know, you've thought about it, and it's time you want to do things differently. And if you telling your truth causes her not to call you anymore when she wants something, well, so be it. Sometimes in the name of love, we hold on to something that wants to be let go of. Like, oh my God, no, I don't want it to go. I don't want it to, but you're missing out on life. You're holding yourself back, my sister. Nancy, let it go. Let it go. And you get to decide how you're going to let it go. You can tell your truth and you have the best relationship. You can tell your truth and she said, that's it. I knew you didn't love me. I'm not going to call you anymore. What kind of love is that anyway? Let love be the healer. But you've got to love yourself enough to let go of what's not working for you. So it is.
So it is. Three snaps, Life Coach, today. And I know that Lynn, Angela, and Nancy are appreciative of your heartfelt, spirit-led answers. Great job. Proud of you.
Thank you, Celeste.
You a bomb, Life Coach. All right. That's all I have to do. Until tomorrow, my friend, for your Ask Life Coach Today segment.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Celeste. I don't know what we're going to talk about tomorrow, but it's going to be good. We'll wait for,
it's
we'll see what
good.
We download.
It's
we'll
be
wait
good.
For what we download.
Oh. And I'm not shouting out, but I'm going to love out to Glenda.
Okay. Yes, we're loving out loud to all of you that are listening. Thank you, Celeste.
My pleasure.
And for all you're doing behind the scenes. I was talking to a friend yesterday. She's like, I don't know how she does it. And I said, I don't know how she does it, but she works it out. She works it out.
I do it with love.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
So
and I'm
easy.
Grateful for you. You said what?
I do it with love, so it makes it easy. I have lots of
things. I know that's
life.
Right.
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Celeste.
Peace out, homie.
Our loving will heal the world. Our loving will save the world. I want to play a little song, take a break, and then come back. We're actually going to take a call as well. But I want to play part of this song, and it's a prayer, really. Where is it?
Where is it? You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at A Radio Show. LifeConversationsRadio.com. Call now, 347-426-3346. Make sure to press 1 on your keypad. That's a commercial I just did. I did it live. Commercial? A jingle? A drop? Yeah. Oh, I got to read this. I got to read this before I play this. Yes. Thank you, Spirit, for reminding me. Like, wait, I heard that whisper. Read that thing you pulled up. First, because I was pulling it up earlier. 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no reckon of wrongs. Stop right there in the words of Steve Harvey. It keeps no reckon of wrongs. What's the name of that lady? Was it Lane? Let me see. I don't know. I think it was Lane. When you said, I just don't want to open my heart, open myself up to be hurt again. That's keeping records. That's keeping records. Okay, let me go back. I just have to share that. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth, the capital T truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, there will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. And there's more. But you know what? When love is in the house, you will know it. You will know it. Let me play a little bit of this song. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back to take a call. This is a song to just... It's a prayer. It came to me this morning. I said, okay, we're going to play it. Listen to this. This is the truth about who you are. It might even... If you haven't been sleeping, you might feel like going to bed right now. Because it speaks to your soul. It's like a lullaby. This is God singing to you through Karen Drucker.
You are seen. You are heard. You are loved for who you are. You are enough. You are complete.
Who you are. You are enough. You are complete. No matter what people think about you, say about you, no matter what your credit report says about you, no matter what your teacher says about you or said about you, no matter what your husband, your wife, your children say about you, you are enough. You are loved for who you are. You are loved beyond words. Karen Drucker. Find out more about her, KarenDrucker.com. Take a very quick break. 1 minute break. Okay, maybe a little bit more than that. Maybe about 1 minute and 30 second break. I'll be right back. You are loved, remember that.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I'm Mark Husson, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Have courage. It takes courage to move. It takes courage to know that you are loved. It takes courage to know that you are enough. Sometimes you're going to have to consider, maybe you lie to yourself to know the truth. It's like, you know, you have to say to yourself, I love me and I am loved. And something in you saying, that's a lie. But that's okay. Keep telling yourself that lie until it becomes the truth. And you think about the news, there's a lot of lies that told us, but they said it long enough. And we believe it. We believe a group of people are like this, and people in this neighborhood are like that. And so many lies that have told us over and over, now we believe it. People believe that if you reach a certain age, you can't have a baby. If you reach a certain age, you're going to have some kind of disease. It's a lie. Rebecca, I know you've got nothing but the truth. Speak it, my sister friend. How are you?
It's great to talk to you.
Indeed. Same here.
Well, I just wanted to call and say it was such a great show. And I'm going to just step out for 2 seconds so I can actually talk. But, I was just thinking about the fact that, I'm kind of reflecting on where I was at when I had started listening to your program and being in Europe and everything, and how much I wanted that. And it is truly all about, you know, really being that person for yourself. And it's so interesting that when I finally started doing that, been through so much, but when I finally started doing that for reals, not for fakes, mm-hmm. That's when, poof, out of the blue, you know, I get this wonderful man friends me on Facebook who I've known since I was about 5, mm-hmm. and we started talking and realized we both had feelings for each other since we were little, but we never decided to do anything about it or even mention it to each other because we thought, oh, well, our families are related and, oh, my goodness, it's going to be so much drama with the family. So, yeah, out of the blue, we started talking, and it's all good, and now I'm engaged. So mm-hmm. I wanted to let everybody know without putting it on Facebook.
You said without putting it on Facebook?
Yeah.
Yay! She's going to get married, girl. Congratulations, my friend. You have just graduated to the next level of loving and being loved.
I feel like that. I feel like that. It's really nice to finally be in a place where, you know, I can accept that. And he's just such a wonderful man, and he's in that place where he's really ready to learn, and he's real open, and, you know, it's pretty much every single thing I asked for in all my journaling when I was in Germany, and I was reading If the Buddha Dated. So everything I journaled and asked for, it's 100%. He's just all that and a bag of chips. It's ridiculous.
Congratulations, and, you know, we ask, we receive when we move ourselves out of the way, and now congratulations, and you get to take it to a whole new level, and you got great spiritual foundation underneath you, so,
yes.
You know the truth.
Yes,
no,
so.
Always a relationship to practice, you know, you have a relationship now that help, that allows you the space to practice what you've learned, what you're learning in a safe space. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Knowing all of that for all of our love streamers and all of our people out there that listen, and, you know, I just hope that I can continue to be that, you know, exemplification that this stuff works.
That's okay. We'll be happy with just an invitation. All right, talk to you later.
I love you, bye.
Love you too. Let me love in a holy, holy way. The Agape Choir. Yes, I stand for your growth. And Rebecca Monica sent her love. She said, congratulations. Woohoo. Yes, that's the prayer, that you may love in a holy, holy way. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I'll be back tomorrow flying solo. Get the old to yourself again. 2 days in a row. Yes, I've been thinking about doing 3 days in a row, but every now and then. But no, we ain't gonna push it. Bring other people to share the platform with us, you know? Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. Be true to yourself. And be loved. Let's see. Oh, okay. Oh, that was Angelo. I was saying, I don't think it was Angelo. Oh, yeah, it was Angelo. Thank you. Thank you very much. About the letter. I don't, you know, the thing I said about love holds no record of the past. Don't worry about it. Let's listen to the music. Oh, this is a prayer. If you're not there, know that this prayer is listening to there. Holy, holy way, Agape Choir, agapelive.com, thesoundofagape.com. Download some of their songs. I'm grateful for who you're being in the world. Continue to be the change you want to see. I will. I'm out. And I'll be back in as soon as I finish. Because the most important place to stay is within. I'm in. I'm out. I'm in. Peace out. Peace in. What else do I need to say to this? All right. I'm out. I want you to hear the song. It's a great song. It's a great prayer. I don't want to go. I love you too much to leave you. Oh, stop. I'm out.
Around the world.
Little kinder. Let me talk each day a little.
Oh, let me live.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.